It had started with one simple deed and turned into millions of unnecessary actions. Angry words were said and wrong ideas were passed. Nothing could change the unsettling actions that were being done. When my grandma got sick, my family situation became a mess. There was constant arguing between siblings. Phone calls ended in shouting and curses, and I spent the night scared and afraid of what was to become of my family. My uncle decided it was best he take control of my grandmother's affairs. He made sure we knew nothing. The house that held memories was locked and sold, and my grandma was forced to live in a nursing home. I needed somebody at this time, so I turned to my cousin, who I looked up to the most. But instead of being understanding, she pushed me away. She made me hate her. The mention of my cousin turned me into a savage monster. I would scream about how she hurt me and how she ruined our relationship. I would say awful things about her and never take them back. But just as quickly as the anger came on, it turned into a tense emotion. The monster that took over me turned into a crying mess. My family had turned me into somebody I never wanted to be. I felt trapped in a world of hate and anger. I was very tense and tired as the days went on. I wasn't able to concentrate on my work. I asked myself, what did I do wrong? What made us become who we are? The truth is, I did nothing wrong. I can't change the way my family is. So as the weeks went on, I learned to accept the fact that nothing could be done. I realized how this anger was affecting me. I knew that I had to take care of myself and figure out how I was going to cope. Nothing I could do or say would make this all go away. I realized I couldn't keep holding onto the hate and anger I felt towards my uncle's family. When the subject of my family came up, I purposely stayed away from the drama. One day, when my mom was in the car fighting with her brother on the way to riding, I felt very torn apart and alone. Once I got on my horse, I felt this huge weight lift off of me. I realized riding was a way to help me get away from the fighting. I felt that I couldn't forgive my uncle and his family, but since forgiving is the only way to free oneself from anger, I felt like I had no choice. To forgive is like opening your eyes for the first time. It makes you feel a relief. The weight you had on you slowly lifts up, allowing you to relax. I believe that the only way to heal is through forgiveness. When you hold on to the anger or pain, you're trapping yourself in your own prison. It takes time to forgive, but I learned to accept the fact that things don't always go as planned. My family situation may never change, and that makes me disappointed, but I have compassion and forgiveness in my heart, and that's all that really matters.